Everyone, of course, like I said, is welcome here at the 10 o'clock service. We generally have an 8:30 service in the morning, but with our activities for today, we have just one service, the 10 o'clock, and you are here. Sunday school will not be available today because this is a children's musical today. Children are in the sanctuary. Nursery is still available, though, for babies through two-year-olds. News and activities, our webpage, our Facebook page will be the places to go to get the current information about what's happening in your church. Christmas Card Distribution Center is in the lobby. It holds cards for your church family and friends. It is not for stamps. Do not put a card in there to mail any place. A stamp will not get on it. But the box is there so you can put holiday greetings in the box for your church family and friends. The young married couples meet today at Zach and Jesse Nelson's house at 4 o'clock. Jesse and Zach, are you guys here today? Raise your hands. Oh, there they are, over there. I'm sure you'll take another couple today. Okay, so please see Jesse and Zach before you leave today if you do want to participate. This is for young married couples or those couples who are about to be married, to see if there's activities and things you might want to get together and do. Children are welcome, so don't stay home because, oh, I have kids, can't bring them. Yeah, bring them. That's Jesse's problem. Okay. So please, if you would like, see Jesse or Zach before you leave today. There we go. It is today. I said there's a Christmas musical today. You will experience the miracle of the birth of Jesus, maybe in a different way that you haven't seen before. You will hear the narrator tell the story, and then the rest of the cast will bring you to Bethlehem physically and emotionally. So please, it's going to be a good day. White Gift Sunday is indeed today. If you had white gifts, you saw the shopping cart out in the lobby, you put them there. If you had a financial offering, you put that in the offertory, that's fine. We do have Bernie Ogline here today. There he is. He'll come up and say a few words about the food pantry and, of course, White Gift Sunday.
Good morning and welcome to White Gift Sunday. You know, I always wondered, White Gift Sunday, what does that mean? When did it originate? And so on. So I did a little research, and I found that it is a Methodist thing. It originated by a Sunday school teacher in Plainsville, Ohio, in 1904. They were having a Sunday school Christmas party, and the kids were bickering about who brought what gift, what the value was of each gift, and so on. So she decided to change that. Instead of receiving gifts, we're going to give gifts to Jesus. So from that reason on, she decided that all gifts would be wrapped in plain white paper so that no one would know the cost or how expensive a gift was. So we can blame her or thank her for this. And from the food pantry, I thank you a great deal too. Just some information about the food pantry. We have been open through the pandemic. We have not closed at any time. And we've packed, delivered on the first three Tuesdays of every month. And we have some volunteers that are with us here today that work at the pantry. And they know it's quite a job. At the current time, we are servicing about 75 families. Now, that may sound like a lot. It isn't. Before the COVID hit, we were serving over 150. So where the families are, we have no idea. But we're certainly willing to go back to a fourth Tuesday if necessary, if we get more families. To have enough food for that many families, I rely on many multiple sources. A large portion is free from the Greater Pittsburgh Food Bank, or I have to purchase it from the Greater Pittsburgh Food Bank. And over this year through November, I've purchased 52,000 pounds of food from them now, and at a cost of $16,000, because they give us a nice discount on what we can get. Now, that doesn't count for the free food that we get. I have no idea what the cost would be for that. Second source we have is We have some corporate donations from Aldi's and our local Shop and Save. And that amounted to, right now, 14,500 pounds of food. Third source is certainly donations from individuals, groups, churches. And if it wasn't for the churches of Plum, we would be bankrupt. And food drives. A fourth source is I have to go out and buy it. And that's where we use the money that you may have donated today. I'll go buy it wherever I need to. It's easy to become a client if you'd like to become one. You do have some things that you have to do to become a client. You have to certify by being first a resident of Plum Borough or a church member of Plum Borough. We follow the Pennsylvania Department of Agriculture guidelines when it comes to income requirements, and they are income requirements. You have to complete a registration form and sign a form. It's called a TFAB form. That's from the state. If you know of a household who has food insecurities, please invite them to come to the food pantry. We're here Tuesdays. It's an easy process. I'll greet them in their car as they drive through and certify them right then and there, as long as they show us some of those things. But please, if you know of anyone, we're more than willing to take them on. Okay, the last thing I want to say is a big thank you. I want to thank especially my volunteers and their loyalty to the service of the Plum Food Pantry. Without the volunteers, it wouldn't work. We spend about 80 hours a week from volunteers packing, driving trucks, distributing food in the evenings. And again, without the volunteers, we wouldn't do this. I also want to thank the Holiday Park Church for housing us here and being a big supporter of our food pantry. And I'd like to close by saying God bless you and Merry Christmas.
Thank you, Bernie. We're so pleased to have the Plum Food Pantry here in our facility. Okay, it's a Merry Christmas. We do have this Wednesday. It's going to be Family Wednesday night. We have dinner at 6, as we have always done. Your donation for that is appreciated. We have a concert at 7 p.m. It's going to be all in-house. It's going to be talent from the church. It starts at 7 o'clock, so please put that on your calendar this week. Come for dinner and come for a great Christmas-themed concert. The preschool Christmas program is December 11th. There'll be three separate sessions, as you see there. The grandparents and parents of the children will be notified, and they'll be told what session their child will be in. It's a great event. After each session, there'll be light refreshments in Wesley Hall, our gymnasium. There'll be cookies and some punch and things of that nature. But this is what we're looking for. We're looking for people to help serve, keep the plates of cookies plated, and to bake cookies if you can. If you can do that and support the preschool in that way, please do so and bring them in. Just put them in Wesley Hall. Let someone here know that you have done that, and there will be somebody over there that will take care of that. Try to stay away from refrigerated cookies if you can, so we don't run out of refrigerator space for them. But we need your help in those two respects. We need help people to help over there in Wesley Hall. We need people to bake cookies. Okay, the youth group will have a Christmas party on December 11th at 6:30 p.m. It's also going to be a gag gift party, so everyone should bring a gag gift. It's $5 or less to the party. Like I said, it's going to be at 6:30. It's going to be in the youth room here at the church. It's for grades 7 through 12. So if you can, please call the church office. Try to do that actually before, what's that, 8th? What day would that be? Wednesday or Thursday this week? Please RSVP to the church office by then so we can prepare properly for how many students will be here. But that's the youth Christmas party, December 11th at 6:30 p.m. Christmas week services, December 18th, will be normal services, 8:30 and 10, with the Sunday school at 10. Christmas Eve will be at 4:30 and 7 p.m. they will be candlelight services. December 25th, Christmas Day, and January 1st, New Year's Day, will be one service only, 10 o'clock, here, obviously, in this sanctuary. So please prepare for any of those services for the Christmas week. Flood Bucket Assembly event. There is going to be a Flood Bucket Assembly event on Wednesday, January the 18th. There will be dinner. Dinner might be pizza or something, but there will be a dinner followed by the assembly at 7 o'clock. More information will be coming next week. There'll be more information in your bulletin. Please, we have plenty of buckets, but we need the innards, the things you put in the buckets. So there will be a list of those. There is a list of those things right now on our website, and then there will be a list next week in your bulletin about those things you need to bring in. Please, no buckets. We have enough of those. But this assembly will be January 18th. Try to plan to be here. It's going to be a great time, and it's a well worth thing. You know how many things have happened just here in the United States. You, UMCOR is the boots on the ground. Every time there's an event, a bad event, like a hurricane, tornado, flood, and flood buckets are very, very important. They have the cleaning supplies in them that are necessary. So please, put that on your schedule. January 18th, 6 p.m.
Advent is a time for God's people to reawaken their longings.
And the peace of Christ rule in our hearts.
Where there is division, we long for unity.
And the peace of Christ rule in our hearts.
Where there is hostility, we long for resolution.
And the peace of Christ rule in our hearts.
Where there is separation, we long for union.
Let the peace of Christ rule in our hearts.
We celebrate God's promises and long for those yet to unfold.
We wait in hope for the Lord.
Today we light two candles. The first candle represents the everlasting hope that has touched our lives in the person of Jesus Christ. In a world of division, brokenness, and uncertainty, the second candle summons our hearts to the one called Prince of Peace. As the light shines, may we embrace and extend the peace of Christ in all that we do and say. Gracious God, You are the Prince of Peace who lives and reigns forever. As we journey together, we pray you would still our fears, heal our wounds, and fill our spirits. Shine forth your perfect peace in our unsettled world. Throughout this Advent season, amen. We are here to worship and to celebrate the presence of Jesus in our lives and in our world.
We are grateful for the gift of Jesus that God offers to each of us.
During this season of gift giving and receiving, let us prepare our hearts to receive Jesus as our personal Lord and Savior.
We are ready to welcome Jesus, the greatest gift of all.
Eternal God, in your love and in your wisdom, you made all the ages to be a time of preparation for the kingdom of your Son.
Make ready
our hearts for the brightness of your glorious presence and the completion of your blessing in Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Today's Old Testament reading comes from Isaiah chapter 9, verses 6 through 7. For to us a child is born, to us a son is given, and the government will be on his shoulders. And he will be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. Of the greatness of his government and peace, there will be no end. He will reign on David's throne and over his kingdom, establishing and upholding it with justice and righteousness from that time on and forever. The zeal of the Lord Almighty will accomplish this. This is the word of God for the people of God.
Thanks be to God.
It's good to be with you here this morning. It's good to worship God together with you. As we prepare to go into a time of prayer, last Sunday we had a send-off for two of our dear members of the church, Tom and Lucy McGuff, who have since relocated to Arizona. They left this week, and Lucy sent a text message that I want to share with you before we go to God in prayer. Could you please convey our gratefulness for such a beautiful send-off last Sunday? Our church family has sustained us over the last 8 months with prayers, gifts, food, calls and texts that have allowed us to heal physically and emotionally. It has been our greatest pleasure to serve in ministry with all of you. You inspire us and have made us who we are. Love, Lucy and Tom. Then Lucy went on to say, "We arrived Thursday night in Arizona. Everything went well. What a pleasure to have our granddaughter Dakota come in to wake us singing and truly sleep at night and go for a walk. We have our daughter-in-law Lauren cook for us. Ha ha, I'm retired and relaxing." Thanks be to God. Please pray with me. Lord God, on this day, we celebrate your love for each of us. We rejoice in the gift of salvation that you've extended to each of us. And we are grateful for the people you have placed in our lives and whose faith and example have helped us to be more like you. Thank you for this day. Thank you for helping us to fit into your plans. Thank you, Lord, most of all, for your own wonderful presence by the power of the Holy Spirit as you walk with us and talk with us day by day. Lord, we remember the times when we have not acted as we should and have said and done things that have been hurtful to you and displeasing to you and others. Forgive us for our sins. Restore us to yourself. And help us as we change our ways, because we love you. We want to be like you. Help us to be aware of your presence around us all the time, and help us to deliberately sin against you no more. Lord, strengthen our faith in you. Strengthen our resolve to serve you by helping others. For those people that we remember in our hearts and our minds, we give you thanks. For those who are sick or suffering, we pray for their healing. We pray for your presence to be in the lives of those whom we love, and we pray for your calming assurance to guide and direct their thoughts and attitudes and decisions. We also ask, Lord, that you be with our president and our national leaders. Please guide them in their decisions and direct them with your wisdom. Please bless this world with your peace, and please bless Israel with peace. Please bless the missionaries around the world who serve you in such difficult places, and protect all those who love you and worship you and live faithfully for you. Please protect them from harm and give them your strength to serve you and to trust you to provide for them each day. Lord, on this White Gift Sunday, we also remember those less fortunate than we are. Please show us and lead us in all of the ways where we can help the poor, the hungry, the homeless, and especially the children in war-torn lands. Lord, hear us as we pray for your church. Please continue to send revival to your church. Please continue to bless your church with peace, with your presence, with your hope, and with the sense of purpose that comes from knowing and serving you. All these things we pray, Lord, in Jesus' name, and to his glory, as we pray together the prayer that Jesus taught us to pray, saying, "Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen."
Oh,
You have been generous in your tithes and in your offerings, in your giving, in all of the ministries that this church supports in the name of Christ and for the furtherance of his kingdom. As the usher comes forward with the offering and with the generosity of the white gifts, I invite you to stand and let's sing praise to God. Lord God, we do praise you, and we offer to you our tithes, our offerings, the white gifts. We offer you ourselves, our hearts, and our lives. We offer you everything that we are, because we know that you have already given us all that we have. In addition, you have given us yourself through the person of Jesus, whose birth and whose life we celebrate, whose death we cherish, and whose resurrection we stand on for the promise of our eternal security with you. Lord, help us to receive Jesus unto ourselves and give back to you out of the abundance of his love. Thank you for these gifts. Thank you for these offerings. Thank you for you. And it's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen.